leave it for our limud together. There's a fascinating Magen Avraham in Siman Rav. It's interesting. Almost every single time we've been starting with Magen Avraham. Fascinating. The Shira Magen Avraham. That's not bad. What? That's not like Mishabura. Right, but see, Magen Avraham is, once the Mishabura came along, the Magen Avraham is ignored in terms of learning inside. So we're being good. We're being matzal of Magen Avraham. It says, the Magen Avraham is him in Reishon and Beis. Siv Katan Hashmas Kol, Siv Katan Ches. There, they're discussing, Reishon and Beis has nothing to do with the Sugya per se, but there they're discussing using, setting up different contractions on Erev Shabbos, and of course the millstone is discussed there as well, and the Yisra of Hashmas Kol of Reichan. So the Magen Avraham says, B'pashtas, the simple Sara, I wonder if Magen Avraham anticipated what implications his simple svara was going to have, and what rash, no pun intended, that's the Yisra Rechaim, what Hashmas Kol, his one line over here was going to have. Magen Avraham Sivkat and Ches says, L'chein, kigon samach pesach, Roshoi ha-Yisrael l'shmar ha-Rechaim shelo yischame, toshvus toshvusi. Here he's talking about they're grinding wheat for matzah. The Jew wants to make sure that everything's okay. So he says, the Jew could watch. Doshvus deshvusi. Afilu no sein Yisrael lechayim b'shabbos. Leka chiyuv chatos ad sheyitchon b'rechayim shel yach. Sivkat achach. Reishon day sivkat achach. Sorry. The Mashmas called. So says Magen Avraham, the Isser is only going to apply, there isn't going to be an Isser Daraisa if you put wheat into a millstone. Everybody knows how it works, right? From the pictures of the shtetl. You have the river that's running along, and you have the wheel that creates the energy, and you have the millstone that grinds wheat. So there they're talking about on Shabbos when there are times that you could be mekel, shus, mach, mitzvah, davash, must call for matzah on Pesach, etc., etc. Mesiach Lefitumo says among everyone, the Jew could watch it in the case of Shvus Teshvus Malka Mitzvah, to make sure it's not going to be Chametz. And then he says, and the truth is, just to realize how lenient the millstone is, he says, even if the Jew would put the wheat inside of the millstone and it would grind, that wouldn't be an Issa D'Oraisa, only if he ground it by hand. Over here, that's not what he did. Thanks for everything. That's not what he did. What he did was he put it into a millstone, and it was done by a different force. Comes along the Evan Ha'ozer in this Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, here. It's the Evan Ha'ozer in the back, all the way in the back. There is an Achron, the Evan Ha'ozer, that the Baruch quotes often, and he goes ballistic on the Magen Avraham in a couple of places. He has a brilliant cheshbon. And we will do his conclusion of his cheshbon. And he says that the Magen Avraham brings a raya from Tosis, that's entirely wrong, his raya. And he points out that it's a beferish gemara in the Masechta that you're learning, on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. And that is that you see that even when you have another force, Zoreh, V'ruach Nesayato, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that such an instance, you're chayiv. So says the Evan Ozer, and this has profound implications halacha l'maisa today, that I'm going to formulate in a particular way. You'll tell me at the end of the day if you agree with my formulation, that if a person does an act in which he co-opts another force, like a machine, he initiates the act and he co-opts another force to help him in that act, that would be an Isser D'Oraisa Malacha on Shabbos. So therefore, the question is, if you press a button and you have a malacha done on Shabbos, will that be an Isser, potentially an Isser D'Oraisa? It would seem, according to the Magen Avraham, that it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. You co-opted another force, you co-opted electricity, leaving aside Grama. Grama is going to be a separate shear by itself. Leaving aside Grama. If you co-opt another force, like the millstone, in such a case, would you be chayv? So the Evan Ozer says, yes, that's like the case of Zora Ruach Mitzayatva. He says the Magen Avraham is wrong. Just before I take your question, Rabbi Yosef, just to see, it is the world, somehow it's ignored because our Be'er Halachos is in Shimchah, and Yud Tes, those are famous Be'er Halachos. Be'er Halachos really quotes this discussion. It didn't, Lo Nis'alim Midivrei HaChafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim has this, it's just not famous. In Reish Nun Beis, Dibra Maskel HaShpah is called, he quotes this Magen Avram, and the Chafetz Chaim himself is Notel Chumra, like the Evan Ozer. He quotes that the Evan Ozer disagrees. This is the Be'er Halacha in Reish Nun Beis, Dibra Maskel HaShmah is called. It's on it's Sif He. It appears in Sif He. The Evan Ozer is in the end, the last Evan Ozer in Hilchos Shabbos. The last one in Hilchos Shabbos. He's discussing, he starts with a different Magen Avraham, and he disagrees with him, with them there. The Be'er Halacha that just adds something interesting, and he says that he thinks that even the Magen Avraham would agree if you opened up the water before Shabbos. In other words, the case in which the Magen Avraham and the Evan Ozer are arguing is a case in where the water was already providing the energy and you put in the wheat into the millstone. That's Zorev Ruach Mesayato, according to Evan Ozer. For some reason it's not, according to the Magen Avraham. But what happens if you did two things? You started the water pressure and you put it in, then for sure, says the Be'er Halacha, he thinks even the Magen Avraham called it high. That's an important addition that one needs to keep in mind. Okay, so and that would affect also the question of machines, of doing malach with a machine. If you initiated all of the factors, so then it could very well be even according to Magen Avraham, you would be high. But definitely, when everyone talks about any malacha being done through machines, of course, the massive sugya is grama, but one needs to be aware of A, the Magen Avraham, B, the Evan Ozer, and the Ha'ara of the Be'er Halacha. One last point, just in getting the posting down, then take Yosef's Ha'ara. Oh, that's okay. Beautiful. So the Dirshu pointed me to a Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish himself actually points out that the Magen Avraham is not crazy, that there seems to be a Tosos that seems to be like this Magen Avraham. His conclusion, the halacha, is to differentiate between the lamed vav aleph, is to point out that it could very well be whether the malacha takes place immediately or over a period of time. That Tosa seems to support the Magen Avraham, that if the malacha would take place over a period of time, then in such a case it wouldn't be considered like Zohar Baruch Mesayato, versus when if it happens immediately, then it would be closer to Zohar Baruch Mesayato. But at the end of the day, Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Chazon Ish in general as being machmir that a malacha being done on a machine would qualify as an Isur Doraisa. With that in mind, let's take like we like to do, go through the Magen Avraham and the basic shitas, and then let's look back at the sugya. And I just want to make ha'ara in the Rishon on the sugya that I think might be important to this discussion as well. And Lahavdil Torah Ladira, to realize that this sugya of Zohar Baruch Mesayato is a fascinating sugya, how it would apply in terms of Melech Shabbos in general. So the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Samech Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top, talks about Tanu Rabbana, Liba V'Lipsa Ruach. If you have an instance where you blow the Eish and a fire also blows. So the Gemara says, In Yesh B'Libuya K'dei L'Abos Achayev Yom La'ach Pater. If your blowing causes the fire to spread, then you're chayev. However, if the wind causes it, you're pater. So you've been spending a lot of time in the sugya of Eish, that the halacha is that if the ruach is what causes it, particularly ruach she'ena matsuya, so then you're going to be pater. So here we say that if it's you and the wind, so then in such a case you're also pater. The Gemara clarifies exactly what we're talking about here. And in terms of whether it's a ruach matsuya or it's a ruach she'ena matsuya, and the Gemara concludes with the shita of Rav Ashi, leaving aside Hilchos Nezikin for now. Rav Ashi Amar, ki amrinan zorav ruach mesayato, hami midli le'inyin Shabbos, demlechus mafshevas asa Torah. That's only in regards to Shabbos. Abel hacha grama ba'almahu, u grama b'nezikin asur. If it's a case in which the ruach helped you, and without the ruach, you would not have been, it would not have created the fire, and it would be a case in where you wouldn't be chayiv on the ma'isa alone, in general, on your ma'isa alone, in Hilchos Eish, then you're potter by Nezikin. And it's different than Zora on Shabbos, because Zora on Shabbos, you have a particular halacha called Meleches Nachsheves Asra Torah. So here we're going to see within the Rishonim that there is a discussion of how to read the Gemara. I don't know if this is famous enough. I think that this is important for us to be mefarsim. So the Gemara said, even though Grama is Potter, on Shabbos, by Nezikin, on Shabbos you're going to be Chayav. Now, as you can imagine, there are different ways of reading this Gemara. You could read this Gemara literally as saying Grama is Chayav on Shabbos. But that's wrong, because we learned Shabbos, Kuf Kaf on the base, that Grama is Potter. So what exactly is this distinction between Meleches Machsheves versus Grama? So Rashi says, Meleches Machsheves, Niskaimo Machshavtoi, Denichalei Beruach Mesayavtoi. So Rashi is going to help us answer why Grama is Potter on Shabbos, but here, when it comes to Shabbos, you're going to be Chayav. In this case, when you do winnowing, says Rashi, you want that other power to be co-opted to create that result. You want the wind in order to separate the wheat from the chaff. That is something that you're nichale. That is something that you want. If it's something that you want, then you're going to be chayv. When it comes to the Zikin, it seems like it's not that way. When it comes to the Zikin, when you have another force that's co-opted, so then in such a case, you're going to be potter. When the Gemara says that by Grama you're going to be potter, that was an instance where it's not at all niskaima machshavto. That's not exactly what you're interested in. But if it's niskaima machshavto, if your desire is to take your force and co-opt it with another force, that is zorev ruach nesayato, nichalev ruach nesayato. That was your whole cheshbon to combine your force to the other force. In such an instance, you're going to be chayav.
So you're saying going to Rashi, that's a din in Malacha, it's not specific to Zohar.
That's what I'm driving at. You see what I'm driving at. The Rosh, I'm not sure in Rashi, but the Rosh is clearly different than what you just said. You take a look at the Rosh, I'm sorry. Somehow I thought, here, there's another Gemara Bava Kama, if anybody wants. I sort of assume because you're learning Bava Kama, everybody's going to have a Bava Kama. And I'm not sure where the logic was for that. There's another one as well over here. So if you take a look in the Rush and the Samach Hamad Aleph, so here the Rush says, V'lo amrinan afa b'simin yudav. Simin Yudal, towards the end. V'lo amrin afa b'shisiyo aruach v'asiyas ha'esh ha'mikilu asol v'adav. We don't say that when the ruach comes, that it's as if you did it yourself. Midi da'av ya'azor v'ruach v'sayato, v'chashvinam le'kilu asam ruach v'adav. We don't say that for Nezikin. The Hasam bar Shabbos Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. It's Meleches Machsheves Asur. Afal pi Delo Avid Grama Ba'alma. El Grama Ba'alma. It's a Grama. V'hachi Chayiv Torah. Here the Torah is Mechayiv. Hima de Malacha Zu Iker Asiyas Ayiderua. Since this Malacha is Iker Asiyas Yaderua. V'hachi Grama Ba'alma U'Grama Binazakin Asur. So Rav David anticipated where I was going, and that is Lachura, the Rush is a little bit different than Rashi. The Rush says that this is a special halacha in regards to Zora. That the special halacha of Zora is that you need to have co-opt another force, and the chiddush is that if you have the other force co-opted, so then in such a case that's called Zora. Lav dafka does that apply to other Meleches Shabbos? So I thought that what the Acharonim point to, that the Magen Avraham is wrong, that you see that when you co-opt another force, that you see that you're chayiv on Shabbos, l'chura, the Magen Avraham and the Evan HaOzer in regards to a raya, and the Eben Ozer did quote the sugya of Zohar Ruach Mesayakov, L'chura is dependent on the machlokes Rashi and Rush. Rashi makes no mention of something being unique in regards to Zohar. Rashi just says, it's Allah and Lechas Masheves. There's room to hold, like the Eben Ozer that you see from here, that a co-opted force is going to be chayiv. In contrast to the Rush, L'chura, you could argue that this is a unique halacha in regards to Zohar, Malacha Zu. That's how it works, and in Eish, that halacha is not going to apply. But this is a unique halacha malachas machsheves in regards to Zohar. Yes, Ramati.
According to Rashi, why don't you put on the Shabbos? Maybe that's your
advice. Right. What's the Haggadah according to Rashi? So let's go back to the Gemara that where Grama's brought up. It's on Kuf Chaf on the Beis and Shabbos. The Gemara there is talking about a fascinating case that someone has something written on his. Actually, the Gemara here is not talking about. We're talking about two things. He has the Shem Hashem written on his body. He's going to be Tovo, and let's say this person is doing it on Shabbos. So the Gemara here is going to beg another question. But the Gemara here gives an Vavatim Hashemam Ben Amokim Ahu Lo Sasu Pein Hashem Okefim Asi Yehuda Aser Groma Sharam that it could very well be that it's not going to be over the Yisra Mechikas Hashem because this is Groma. Now here we're going to get it a little bit sticky, what's the difference between Eyal Miskavin and Groma. But at the end of the day, he's going into Bitovo, and it happens to be that along the way, it's being goren, there's a tangential thing that's happening that the shame is being nimchak. And the Gemara then, in that context, also says, Losasu komalacha, asiyahu da asur grama shari, that the grama is going to be permissible. What was that case that the Gemara was referring to? The Gemara there, I think, was talking about gram kibui, right? You're setting up the barrel, and then a different mice is happening. And with that different mitzvah, so then the fire is being put out. So l'chura, in both of those cases, there is a deep distinction between that and the Zohar case, and for that matter, the Eben Ozer will say every other factory case. And that is, in those instances, when you're doing the Melech HaZohar, that is one action, and one action requires a co-op of another source. Over here, you put down barrels around the fire. That's what you do, you put down barrels. It happens to be that you know that it's going to be going, that another mice is going to take effect. The case of the tattoo is a little bit more, the Shem Hashem is a little more complicated. But you do mice A. And what mice A, and you don't even do an act of kibui. It's going to be going that something else is going to happen. In contrast, you do a mice Zohar, you're doing one mice Zohar. The mice Zohar, in its nature, has two parts to it, the human component and Tevas component. And that, I think, Bahura would be the difference.
Even though it's Niskayim HaShavto.
Even if it's Niskayim, right. Exactly. You're right. You have to add words to Rashi, but I think Rashi would say, I wasn't being mindful of the difference between Matz Mashos and Brahma. I'll explain it in a different place, but that's the answer to the question. It's a good question, but that's what you have to say. Yes, Rashi.
Rashi is the same Machalikas as Rashi
Rehanano.
The nature of Lava Zora. And according to Rash, the Rush, so
assuming I was right in Rabbi Nachman.
Right.
Assuming
that has been Rabbi Nachman, so that could also be an explanation here. That according to Rashi, you can't just say, oh, that's in the Lacha Zohar, because that's not Iker of Lacha Zohar. But according to maybe the Rush holds like Rabbi Nachman, I don't know, the Iker of Lacha Zohar is that it involves the wind. It's not ultimately some source, it's the wind factor.
In other words, the Rosh is saying this is unique to Zohar because the unique factor of Zohar is the wind component. That's what makes Zohar unique. What makes Zohar unique is the wind factor. But the moment in which Zohar is not unique based on the wind factor, Zohar is like Matzah Shtickel Tov. Basically, no. That once you say it's not unique because it's like Zohar Bore Merake, so then in such a case, I hear. It's an interesting Torah. No, what he's saying is that Rashi can't learn like the Rosh. That's what he wants to say. The Rashi would define the difference between Zohar and Bora in terms of Psolas, the type of Psolas, and not the Ruach that makes it unique. So Rashi will not learn that what makes Zohar unique is because that it's Alidei Ruach. And the Rosh says that's what makes Zohar unique. That's the direction that is Lashit. That Rashi would be Lashit Hasa. So it's an interesting idea. Interesting idea. One thing I just asked you if you could help me with before we get to another couple of points. Is Rav Nemtzal's observation totally in Rav Nemtzal versus Rav Riviat, is that totally in the Rashi and Rashi? Dahainu, maybe this gets back to your point. That Rabbi Riviat said that you need to have the wind. You must have the wind. Without the wind, it's not Zohar. So, it's from Moshe's point, right? So you need, the force has to come from the wind. So the Rosh, this is connected, it's all connected. The Rosh emphasizes what Zohar is unique about is the wind part. Nemtzal says, no, that's an added chiddush, that's not a Brahma. That's despite the fact that you have Niskaya Mashaka, the Chura, the debate between Rav Moshe and Rav Nemtzal also seems more of a basis of Dharma. And then it's also connected to your issue as well. So much here. This is so laden. And we're not even attacking the Mazikan part. There's a whole Mazikan angle to this.
Because Rav Nemtzal doesn't require some other force, it just doesn't have to be.
Rav Nemtzal says anytime, according to Yerushalmi, anytime you throw something into the air and it diffuses in the air, it separates in the air. When you throw a ball, it's not going to be Zohar. But anytime you have something that throwing into air, it diffuses in the air, he believes it's the Chashash of Zohar according to Yerushalmi.
Throw confetti into the air?
Yeah.
I don't
mean,
I don't know anything.
That's interesting. Whether they throw a chassan? What's the story? Wait a second. Why? I have a kasha based on this. The Gemara in Ksuvis, it says that they would throw in front of a chasan, they would throw wheat in front of a chasan.
Separate?
Because
wheat
is
separate.
Right. Okay, a handful of wheat, and it spreads out through the air.
Isn't it already like. Isn't that
they do that away, and they would get married on Shabbos. This is a part from my shita that there's no that they botched the Gemara. I insisted that my afuf that they don't throw anything. I'm not opposed to the whole thing. It's just an excuse for Ben Lamin, in short. So,
isn't that after like Dush, so things are somewhat separated?
That's where it comes from, by the way. The Makar of Mechura, that's where it came from, because the minute was to throw things in front of the Chasana Kala. Probably in Golos they were no longer able to do it outside when the Chasana Kala came out. And Jewish life, that's the beauty of here in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish life is, I'm off topic, but isn't it an amazing thing? What if you want to crunch the difference between Eretz Yisrael and America, one of the big differences is that Jewish life in Chutz La'aretz is in the shul. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish life is in the street. The street itself is Jewish. All this upsides and its downsides. But so once that's what happened in Golos, what happened was, and here of course the matter is that you feel so this in the streets and you feel kind of in the streets, etc., etc. Because ours is not that. It's not that way. So once upon a time the Chasan Kala went out, so they threw in front of them. Probably that's my guess. I don't do research in hugging, but probably that's what happened. So it all went back into the shul and somehow it became associated with growing up the to the Aliyah, which is another step. Anyhow, back to our sugya, according to Rav Nemtzal, what if they ever threw wheat on Shabbos, the final custom, why should that? And that's the Gula Karka also. That would be even a problem according to Riki Vager. Sorry, yes, if we
I was saying, isn't Zora typically like after Dash, like, things are like already chassi,
correct,
separated?
Correct.
I'm saying, if you throw like a whole stalk of wheat in front of a chassi, it's not necessarily going to just break apart.
Right, no, it's not the problem with Dash. I'm concerned that according to Remensal, any time. And okay. Not Zora. It's not the classic Zora, but according to Rishami, anytime you don't need the solas. Anytime anything diffuses, right? So you have 15 stalks. If I, there's a Rebbe in the very throws markers at the boys. So if I, so these a friend of mine said, the boys remember it fondly. If I took these markers and I threw them, they all separated in outside. So if I took the stalks and I threw them, okay. Bechura, that so Bechura of Ben Salmer of Riviat, Bechura will be probably in that as well. Just going on the day, that field. There is a fascinating tshuva that everybody should know. First of all, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. Let me say this over. I didn't learn directly by Rav Aaron, but he had a profound impact on my life. Was Rav Yisrael Balsam, the fascinating fellow, and he's still in YU. He was there when I came, and he's still there. He's a unique Lamdin. He was a choser for Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. So he had, he pushed me a lot when I was young. I'm forever indebted to him. I don't know if I'd be learning today if not for him. And he was tough on me. But that one, turns out it was good. Remember, I didn't learn Eretz Yisrael. I came straight from 1 year of his medrash, which was 12th grade, and that's to YU. So he was a very important influence in learning in my life. So he told me over that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would say over that he was the first one I learned this Machlokes Evin Ozer Magen Ram from. That Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would say over this Evin Ozer and would then point out that according to Evin Ozer, that's his heter for Strites Matzis. I'm being dramatic, I'm not saying over Rav Aaron's words. But of course, Rav Aaron gave the Ashkacha for Strites Matzis for many, many years. And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out that you could have Lashma for matzah based on this idea. And that is that just because you have another force doesn't necessarily mean that it's not koach ha'an. At the time, I thought that was a little bit of a chiddush because you could have argued that it's unique halach in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, right? Evin Ozer was only talking about Hilchos Shabbos. So it turns out, I found, this is really, really cool, that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik through the math, his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather said this in a sefer, Toras Rafael. You know Toras Rafael? Everybody knows his son. His Rav Chaim's father-in-law. The Toras Rafael, it was Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, Rav Rafael Shapiro, and he has a sefer called Toras Rafael. I was stunned to see in the sefer, this Rav Yisrael Balsam did not tell me, just years ago I chanced on this Toras Rafael. So, who knows, it's fascinating. Rav Chaim, of course, is world famous. His father-in-law, who was Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin, longer than Rav Chaim was Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin, because Rav Chaim was only there for a short time before the yeshiva closed down. Although the Toras Rafael also left Volozhin as well, because I think for financial reasons. He left and he became Rav in the city as well. He wasn't the Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin that long either. I think probably longer than Rav Chaim. In Siman Ayin Gimel, the Toras Rafael quotes this Evin Ozer, and he has unique take on it, and he is, maybe Rav Aaron will quote this, I don't remember, his great-grandfather, but he says that this Evin Ozer and this Sugya is a raya that Lashma, this is just about the opening salvo of the wars of whether Mishin Matzah could be made Lashma. So Teres Rafal was one of the Mechilim, and he said you create Lashma. So that's, take a look at Siman Ayin Gimel. Shuva l'chacham echa b'inyan asiyas matzis mitzvah. And he says that these machines that we have could create matzis mitzvah. I would just point out that the Teres Rafal's mahalach is quite striking in terms of, I don't know how well it fits into Rashi or the Rush, but take a look at his mahalach. And Dibra Masel l'fiyani is daiti. He says, V'hadik Amar, first word on the line is Yerushalmi. V'hadik Amar Rav Ashi Gabe Yehod Liba Rutsa Ruach Tum Min Zav Ruach Nisiyad Ahan Min Yom Shabbos Netz Tav Shabbos Tastar V'hadik Ram Ba'amun Bavzim Potter Afal Gad V'fim Ashi Gisad Masi Yehavi V'lo Gru Amar. So he asks on himself, wait a second. The Gemara said that another force is generally considered grama. He named it Divrei HaTosfos Shem. We didn't do the Tosfos. Mavur the Zel Dafka Be'esh. Mishum the Loshen HaKasa HaMavres HaBe'er Mashma the Esh Nasei De'asim Losiyu Aruach. He says that this, the Gemara didn't mean to say that when you co-opt another force in general by Nezikin, it's going to be Pater, rather by Esh. That Esh has a special Deir HaKasa HaMavres HaBe'era that you have to light the fire. I'll leave it for Mati to figure out in terms of Allah from Meisah for Esh that we're not going to get involved with. But for Hilchos Shabbos, that's out of what he says. That, and for Matzahs as well. Therefore, he says a machine, a co-opted force, could be like the Ruach, and he would say that's a unique halacha. By the way, that's not the Pashtus of the Gemara. You have to, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that this is entirely a Grama. And then he says, V'omir l'lomar, the Gabi Nezikin, Gilsa Feredikai Gavna Potter, Afogashu Kaisa Maisa. He wants to say that even that there's a special halacha in regards to Nezikin. In Kola Tarakula, when you co-opt the force, it's considered your Maisa. When it comes to Nezikin, then we call it a Grum. That's called a Grum. Again, it's a little bit of a Chiddush. We do know Grum and Nezikin is Potter, but to say that the Chiddush HaKra is that this is a unique Grumma that he goes on to argue. Bottom line is that Taurus Rafal says that this hour above Sugya of Zora Ruach Nesayato is a source that in Kol HaTarakula, that when a person does an action and he co-opts something else, that would be considered attributed back in. This will help us to with zillions of things, right? This explodes. This spinning tzitzis. Is that considered your, or have you co-opted a force? Is it considered nice of the day? Taurus Rafal seems to be going in that direction. And that, in that, whenever you discuss the role of machines in halacha, this is going in Shechita as well. How do you look at, right? There's an Afghanist in Hilchos Shechita as well. So this is a very, very important Bar Mokom. It would seem to me that the Pashas of Rashi and Rush are not like the Kiddush of the Torah of Shabbos, even though he himself pointed to Tosas. The Rashi said that this is a unique halacha in regards to Shabbos, in terms of the Sky Mala Shabbos, and the Rush said this is a unique halacha in Lefa Zora. So the Chura, I just want to point out that the Eben HaOzer also is not like the Rush. The Eben HaOzer, who said that this halacha will apply to Tochen as well, seems to be not like the Rush, closer to Rashi. While the Torah of Shabbos is neither like Rashi nor like the Rush, but closer to the Tosas. A fascinating tour of Iyun and Jewish history as well. Siyata d'Shemaya. The collector's items. Let's look at it. That's correct. When it comes to the telegram. That's right. And how does it go that
he died, or the thought where then Sid died. So his wife is an
event. Whether she child or father or husband, right?
Yeah.
Right. The blood on the strong.